right. Thank you guys very much. Certainly thank you to the committee for this awesome award. I still haven't been able to get my mind around it. Hard to believe that in 1995, when I stepped out of the coaching profession to head back into the oil patch, that the Jinx School Board and Dr. Kirby Lehman and Mike Means and Athletic Director Tommy Burns would give a guy who had no head coaching experience the opportunity to be the head coach at Jinx. They're here tonight, and I want to thank them for that opportunity. I had no idea that that 22-year experience would be what it has turned out to be, but it's a wonderful opportunity. And certainly anytime you commit yourself and you work that hard with your career, I would be amiss if I didn't thank my wife, Courtney, and my two daughters, Tyler and Tori. We made it a family affair. Gone from home so much and working so hard. That's where my wife and daughters became great laundry washers and equipment managers and everything else that I didn't have time to do. So I'm very grateful and thankful for that. Also noticed that some representatives from our booster club are here tonight, Dan O'Keefe and his family. And if you know anything about Jinx football, we have some great parents and some great supporters. So Dan, I really appreciate that and everything you do. I've been pretty public about my diagnosis with ALS, and it's been a tough battle. I know with an audience this size, there are a number of you who face tough battles and tough challenges each and every day, but I've been pretty public about it. And one of the reasons is I want to be an encouragement to each and every one of you. I guess I would compare the ALS battle with like the Midwest City teams of the 90s or the Union teams of the early 2000s. It's a very formidable opponent. In fact, medical statistics would tell you that ALS is undefeated. But I'm always up for a good fight. As our players' motto is, if we don't win the game, our opponent is going to be very tired and very sore the next day. They're going to earn it. So that's kind of the way I'm going into this. So with all of that said, I want to be an encouragement to you. Living with a terminal disease has really helped me let go of the grip of some things that I used to really, really believe were important, but really, really are not. So as you run the race, let me encourage you. Love your family a little bit more. Be a little bit better husband. Be a little bit better wife. Be a little bit better father. And in whatever whatever aspect or whatever job you're doing, be a great mentor and encouragement to others. I know my career has just been a ridiculous blessing. My wife still thinks I go to my hobby every day. It's been the greatest thing. I love being able to go do my calling each and every day. The Lord has blessed me in amazing ways. Thanks again for this crazy honor. I can't get over it, but I will cherish it the rest of my life. Thank you guys so much.